So you want to get ahead of the world and lock in before the year starts. Well, congrats, babe, because you have made at least one right decision today, and that is coming to the right place. You have come to the side of the internet where we are obsessed with staying ready so that we never have to get ready. I want to get you to a point where you don't have to get ready for the new year or get ready for vacation anymore, because you've already done the work to be ready all the time. You don't have to get ahead of work because your workflow is structured and sustainable and your health is always on track. If you don't feel like this is your vibe yet, but you want to be one of those girls, one of those people who is always ready, have some patience with yourself and with me. Get your tea, your matcha, your coffee, and let's get into today's episode, where I'm going to teach you how to reinvent yourself into that girl before the new year even starts. But honestly, this is applicable for any time, and obviously whatever that girl means to you. And I'm going to help you get a head start on your goals before the new year even comes, so that January 1st hits even harder. Welcome back to The Creation of Her, where I help you close the gap between who you are now and the woman that you were always meant to be. We talk about all things from mindset, glow up, career, feminine energy, consistency, everything you can possibly think of, so that we can make that happen. So if that sounds like your vibe, definitely make sure to follow or subscribe. I'm available on YouTube, on Apple Podcasts, on Spotify Podcasts, so that you can hear from me every single week. Before we even get into anything, I need to set a disclaimer, and that is that the 0 to 100 mindset is not welcome here. I have fallen victim to the 0 to 100 mindset more times than I want to admit, and it has never, ever gotten me anywhere except backwards. If you're trying to cram everything in, you're trying to implement everything before the new year starts, or just all at once because you're super motivated and you're desperate, you are simply going about it the wrong way and is going to backfire. Think of the confidence that you are going to build if you can implement things one at a time and actually stick with them because you're choosing the long game instead of overloading yourself and then eventually doing nothing. So step for one, what does that girl mean to you? If you are truly locked into your life, what does that look like for you? What are your personal goals and who do you aspire to even be? For example, if I was a teacher, I would love to be the kind of teacher that gets her workout in early, dresses cute for her classes, has a healthy breakfast and lunch prepped on the go, is kind and intentional with her students. Now, I'm not a teacher, but as a content creator, maybe that girl would look like having my content pillars, showing up consistently, making content that aligns with me and my message, giving valuable information, engaging with my audience, having my own life together, having my own structure because I work for myself, having my health on track and my social life on track so I can show up as the best version of me. So, point is, since we all have different roles and different goals, you need to define what this reinvention looks like for you. Here's how you're going to do that in the simplest way that I could possibly think of. Number one, we're going to do a quick life audit. Now, you can write this down, you can draw this, but you can also mentally do this with me on the screen if you're feeling lazy and you want to give excuses right now. So, here is the wheel of life. I personally use this wheel of life sometimes every 2 weeks, but usually every month, just to gauge where I'm at and gauge where I need to improve. So it has 8 different areas, right? As you can see here, there's personal growth, money, career, spirituality, fun and recreation, romance / significant other, friends and fam, and health. And for each section, you can fill in either until like 1 through 10, or you can just say like where you are on that specific area, 1 through 10. If you're just doing this on the screen, I want you to pause the video, look at the wheel of life right here, and number each area 1 through 10 with how satisfied you are in that area of life right now. You can also write this down, draw it out, screenshot and print it if you need to, and make notes as to why an area is so good or why an area is not so good. So now that you have seen where you are in different areas of your life, what were the 2 lowest areas? What are the areas for you that if they were to improve within the next month, and especially within the next 6 months, it would change your life and improve your life the most? Let's focus on those 2 areas. Now, per those 2 areas, what are your goals in those areas? I want you to set 1 to 2 quality goals that will actually change your life and actually mean something per those 2 areas. But I want you to understand the difference between a results-based goal and an action-based goal. Let's say, for example, health-wise, you want to run a 5K. You completing a 5K, that is a results-based goal. You need to break down all of your goals goes into the daily action that you need to carry out. So if it's running a 5K, I'm going to break it down into month by month or week by week what I need to get there. And then just within the first week, what are the actions that I need to carry out every day? So maybe that is running a mile a day. And now your new goal is running a mile a day, not the end result, but instead what you have to do every day. So if you have two areas of your life and 1 to 2 goals in each, let's just say you have about 2 to 4 different goals. I want you to break down each and every one of those goals into what the daily action is that you need to carry out every single day. The thing that will hold you back is tying onto results-based goals instead of what you actually need to carry out every day so that you can inch towards that goal every single day. Now, if you haven't exactly made your goals yet or you're not super sure like what they should be, I am going to give you my top 2 to 3 habits or daily actions for the main areas of life that have personally changed my life the most. And that will help you reinvent yourself if you implement them before the year ends. And if you want to follow the habits that I'm going to give now or some of them, I do not want you to choose more than 4. So whatever resonates, take it. And whichever ones you think will change your life the most, depending on where you currently are in life, just take that and leave what doesn't resonate. Alrighty, so these are the most life-changing from my own experience. The different areas we're going to discuss are mental, education, spiritual, physical, nutrition, income, career, relationships, and fun and recreation. For mental, I think a dopamine reset challenge is amazing. You can just search up dopamine reset challenge on TikTok or on Instagram or even online. It has different rules, but being able to follow that as a challenge for 30 days will be amazing to reset your dopamine. Another one for mental that can really change your life and change your productivity so you can work on yourself and work towards your goals is blocking your socials for at least like 12 hours a day. Or I guess whatever would work for you, but let's say you want to block your socials from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. or depending on when you get up, could be like 5 a.m. to 5 p.m., 6 a.m., whatever, you get it. I love Brick. It's something you can buy. It's literally a physical little brick that you kind of do the Apple Pay thing to block your socials, and you can only unblock your socials with the physical brick. So that's something that I currently use. They kindly sent that to me months ago and I love it. But even longer than that, and I still have this on my phone, I have been using the app Opal, O-P-A-L, to block out all of my socials, and you can have it on a timed basis that goes on every day, and you have to go within the app Opal to block your socials. And then I think there's like different levels that you can have to like how hard it is to unblock your socials, and you can customize which apps you block out. So that is extremely helpful. You can also implement the rule of no screens 1 hour upon waking and then no screens an hour before bed. Just have a screen time challenge. As far as educational goes, I like doing 30 minutes of an audiobook every day. It's so easy. You can habit stack it and you can learn so much. Do it on your walks, do it on when you're doing chores or whatever. My 3 favorite books that you can have for this educational little 30 minute session every day that actually changed my life. We have Change Your Paradigm, Change Your Life. I listened to that book for 30 minutes every single day for 90 days. That means I replayed the book like, I don't know, 10 times, which is the way to go because that's how you get information into your subconscious via repetition. I also absolutely adore The Powers Within You. That is like the Bible for self-love and self-care. And also Breaking the Habit of Being Yourself by Joe Dispenza is also really good. Another easy educational thing you can do is just 10 minutes of a book, a nonfiction book every single day. Sorry, not 10 minutes. I mean 10 pages of a nonfiction book every single day. Spiritual. If you are religious, if you believe in God, a higher power, whatever, you can have daily prayer or daily meditation. Another one is to have a daily gratitude practice. Just write down 10 things that you're grateful for every day. I promise you, nothing is more life-changing than consistent gratitude. You can also do daily journaling. Physical, I will always say 10K steps. People always talk about that, but when you actually do it and you make it a non-negotiable for a long period of time, you will see how it changes your life. It changes your mental health, your physique, your just overall health. You can also work your way up to strength training 4 times a week if you don't already with progressive overload. That will really make strong changes in your physique, especially if you educate yourself and do it right. And also, I think more importantly than the whole physique thing, your mental health just skyrockets because being able to do something hard, especially if you start your day with it or honestly any time of the day, something like progressively overloading in the gym, it gives you so much confidence and you feel energetically amazing. Nutrition wise, you can have a goal of 80% whole foods, and you can also implement a protein goal like 100 plus grams of protein per day, depends on where you're at. I feel like career is a bit more particular to you because career can be so different for everyone, but you can definitely think of your own things that would really help your career if you were to implement them and have this daily action every single day. For relationships, you can do something nice every day. I used to always buy homeless people a croissant in London when I lived in London, and I would always pass homeless people just walking around. But if not, you can give a compliment. Just do something nice for someone every day. Make it a thing. Or you can call at least one of your peoples every day. Give them a compliment. Give them company. Check in on one person a day. But in recreation, you can have 2 planned social things a week, or you can do 1 hobby a day. So if you make a list of hobbies, like for example, let's say you like to bake, paddle, pottery, drawing, coloring, whatever your different hobbies are, just choose one to do every day and you can have 30 minutes a day of hobbying. So what your plan is, whether it's things you got from me and my ideas or your own goals and daily habits that you want to implement, choose no more than 4. Very simple. All you're going to do is implement 1 each week until by the end of 4 weeks, you work your way up to 4. And by week 5, you are consistently doing all 4 habits and just keep it up from there. And any add-ons will come naturally. Again, trying to overload yourself too soon is a recipe for disaster. And you're actually going to be more confident in yourself if you do 1 at a time. And you're going to be more consistent and build momentum. And then after the 4 habits, you're probably going to want to do other things. It's just, trust me, it's just going to come naturally. That's how it works. And that's how you slowly but sustainably and permanently reinvent yourself into the person who stays ready and the person who reaches their goals, because the long-term mindset always wins. And honestly, 1 month to implement 4 life-changing habits, that is not a lot of time. And if you start now, by the time January 1st comes, you are going to feel so confident, you're going to feel so ahead of where you would have been, and you're going to understand how to sustainably reach your goals instead of falling off like most people do by January 15th. Now, lastly, to tie this all in, you need to master planning and accountability. Let go of the I don't have enough time mindset. You have the same 24 hours as everyone else, and only people with a victim mindset will fight me on this. The difference between you and someone who seemingly has a lot of time is the difference of allocation and responsibility. But the actual physical clock, we all have the same 24 hours. You're just allocating your tasks differently. You're prioritizing differently. And also on top of that, check your screen time and you might realize you really have as much time as everyone else. And I'm not trying to undermine your responsibilities, but I'm sure there are some things that you can reallocate and unprioritize to reprioritize things that are more helpful so that you can be who you want to be. Second, I definitely consider a keystone habit. Now, a keystone habit is something that you do usually at the beginning of the day that kind of just domino affects you for the rest of the day for you to make better choices. For example, if you go on a walk first thing in the morning, you are naturally probably going to get more steps throughout the day. You're going to want to eat a healthy breakfast. You're going to want to not doom scroll. We get the idea. Just a good habit that kind of sets the tone for your day. That is going to be extremely helpful. And what else is going to be helpful is having simple, consistent routines. Consistency is the theme of this because that is the only thing that is going to get you where you want to go. But have a simple routine. For example, in the morning, make your bed, drink a glass of water, bonus if you put lemon or electrolytes, say or write 5 things you're grateful for, do not use your phone an hour upon waking, and then do what you gotta do, get ready, whatever. Nightly, you can make tea, put your phone away, journal about what went well during the day and what didn't go so well that you would like to change moving forward, read a bit of a book, play some music and meditate, I don't know, have your simple little night routine. And next, you need a planning system that works for you. Even just your notes app is great, just so there's a place where you have everything written down and you can stay organized. Likewise, if we're implementing habits, daily actions, you need a habit tracker. Again, this can also be on your notes app or just on a piece of paper that you see every single day, but you need to check off that you are doing these things every day. Make a habit tracker right now, whether it's on your phone or on a piece of paper, and you check it off every single day, those actions that you are implementing. Why? Because we need personal data. If you are not where you thought you'd be, I need you to be able to look back at personal data and be like, oh, it's because I didn't follow through. A habit tracker plus some form of agenda, whether it's on your notes or written down, that is gold enough. You don't need to overcomplicate it. I feel like a lot of people in self-improvement overcomplicate everything. They have 101 habits and like you might get there at some point, but that is going to hold you back if you're just starting out. The best success, take it from me, comes from the simplicity and consistency more than anything. That's why simple is so powerful, because you're able to stay consistent and it's sustainable. So don't let all of that noise get to your head. Just focus on what matters and carrying it out every day. every day. And whenever you don't, it's fine. You just get back on it the next day. You don't punish yourself. You don't make up for it. You just get back to the plan. And if for whatever reason you fall off or the plan is not working, that doesn't mean you have to change the goal. You're not broken. Your system is probably just broken. So you need to change the system and not the goal. We do not beat ourselves up around here, okay? We trial and error our way to success. And if you want to take this a step further, definitely check out my consistency video. It is the best video on my channel. I actually just rewatched it yesterday and I was watching it like, damn, this video is so good. Like, I need everyone to watch this video. Go watch my consistency video because it will be extremely helpful for what you're about to implement into your life so you can successfully reinvent yourself. And that by this time next year, we do not have to have this whole talk again of how you're going to reinvent yourself before the new year because you have already stayed ready because you learned how to be consistent. For real, you need to watch this video once this is done. Likewise, if you are already planning, but you want something that is a bit more organized that will have every possible thing that you could ever plan out in your life, definitely check out my Notion. It's in the description or the show notes. It's only $12.99, but you get to plan everything. There's even journal prompts on there. There's shadow work prompts. There's budget planners. There's income planners. There is your daily planner, your weekly, your monthly, your yearly. There's a place where you can set out all of your goals. There's a habit tracker, everything you could possibly need. This is like the 101 life planner. You will be the most organized person that you know. But that's only if like staying super organized is your vibe, because you're gonna eat that Notion planner up. I love that planner. It's the one that I use. I believe in you. Step by step, do not let all the self-improvement noise get to your head. Just one a week until you build up to 4 or however many you have. And by the time the new year comes, oh my gosh, you're going to be golden. You're not going to be stressing and running around like a rabbit like everyone else. You're going to come from an energy that is calm, that is consistent, and that is already ahead. If you found this video helpful, definitely make sure to like it. If you think it might help someone else, obviously share it, spread the love, subscribe and follow to hear more from me. I come out with videos every single week. I also love talking to you guys, so all my socials are down below. Make sure to comment. I try and read everything, and I'll see you guys next week. Bye.